Texte numéro 40. Happiness index to gauge national mood. The UK government is poised to start measuring people's psychological and environmental well-being, bidding to be among the first countries to officially monitor happiness. Countries such as France and Canada are looking at similar initiatives as governments around the world come under pressure to put less store on conventional economic measures of prosperity, such as gross domestic product. British Prime Minister David Cameron is said to want to place the eventual results at the heart of future government policy making. The government will ask a national independent statistician to devise questions to add to the existing household survey. Respondents will be regularly polled on their subjective well-being, which includes a gauge of happiness and also a more objective sense of how well they are achieving their life goals. The new data will be placed alongside existing measures to create a bundle of indications about our quality of life. The results could be published quarterly in the same way as the British Crime Survey. The aim is to produce a fresh set of data that assesses the psychological and physical well-being of people around the UK and to obtain objective measurements of, for instance, how much recycling gets done around the UK, alongside more subjective measures of psychology and attitudes. The government already polls people on their life satisfaction, but experts say the innovation is that the new tests will ask more subjective questions and will be put to a larger sample size. The combined well-being data set, it says, will have a more central role in policy making. A Downing Street source said, "If you want to know, should I live in Exeter rather than London? What will it do to my quality of life? You need a large enough sample size, and if you have a big sample and have more than one a year, then people can make proper analysis of what to do with their life. Let's not just guess what effect various policies will have on people's well-being. Let's actually know." The French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, announced last year he intended to include happiness and well-being in France's measurement of economic progress. Sarkozy was responding to recommendations made by two Nobel economists who called on world leaders to move away from a purely economic concept of gross domestic product, which measures economic production, to well-being and sustainability. That report suggested a shift from production to greater attention to household wealth and an assessment of whether countries were growing sustainably or damaging the environment. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2010.